All right.
The question is, how do you get over a breakup?
Get a dumb bitch.
Knock on wood.
Hey, this is why you can't take niggas serious. They think it's a game. They think it's a game. They think it's a game. Until they find that one that is making one go crazy and shoot up the whole damn Walmart.
You still the question you asked was how.
But you think, Bowen, but you think that's really gonna help? Just
that's it.
And that's it. And then when she leave at night, you gonna think about it. You gonna think.
Hey, look, listen to the OGs, brother. Hey, look.
I know you, come on.
It's an old saying, right?
Uh-huh.
Don't let your dick make a bum out you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the point I'm trying to make is that, man, don't get your feelings all caught up in them females like that, bro. As though you want to kill somebody, you want to kill yourself.
But you have seen it happen. You know I've seen motherfuckers do it.
That's because they lame. They weak. You know what? It's a non-bitch out there pussy just as good as a girl pussy. Probably bomb. And I'm itching to get her.
And listen. And to answer your question, the quickest way to get over a bitch is to fuck up a bitch. That's the answer.
That's it.
To get more pussy.
That's it.
Is it that easy, T?
Hit this out. The more pussy you get, the less you want to think about the other chick. And then it's over.
It's over. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. That's how I go,
Jim.
Is that easy?
It's that easy.
Hey, anytime a female gonna make you love her more than you love yourself, there's something wrong, bro. You gotta look in the mirror and say, okay, I gotta step back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't let, nah. I ain't giving all this right here.
Just like that, you'll be over.
It's gonna take some time, bro. But what you gonna do?
I don't think you ever loved it. If it's that easy,
that's not the truth.
That ain't the truth. I had a homegirl before my wife, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And she stepped out on me. I told you, but she stepped out on me, right? Loved her to death. I just fucked her cousin, her sister, her other cousin. Just fuck me.
Do you hear this?
That's a get back, and then you're good. That's
hey, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro. Let me ask you a question. Vince, though, you the commentator and you want answers, right, bro?
I don't believe y'all. I don't believe y'all.
What would I do?
Yeah, what would you
do? Oh, my God. Are you ready for this?
Yo, go in the house. Don't answer the door. Pull all the shades down to Ralph. I don't want to talk to nobody. You know?
I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, I'm going to kill myself.
Hey, Mom. Y'all better come get me.
Hey, look at here.
Look, all in a DM like.
Don't compare me to John. Don't compare me to John. Don't compare me to John. I ain't jumping on no bridges, no lakes.
No, don't do it,
John. But nah, for real, for me, I'm going out. I'm going to clean my head. I'm going out. I'm going out.
Check this out.
Cause I ain't gonna say you just hitting numbers. I'm gonna be over just like that.
Gonna go crazy and go sit outside her door. You know, like I know you see.
Let me ask you a question, Tim. Could you love two females at one time?
Can you?
I'm asking you, can you?
Can I do it? Yes. Hell.
No?
I ain't got that kind of time. You gotta put time in for that. Don't you put time in the love?
No, you don't.
Is that possible? That take up too much time.
Can I?
I'm ready. Hey, Sean. Yeah. Sean got 19 years in.
But listen. I'm gonna tell you
why.
You don't need time.
It's messed up, man.
Tell him this, Lamar. Yeah. It ain't about time because one bitch already know her place that she gonna stay in.
Exactly.
And then the other bitch know her place that she gonna stay in. It's one bitch that you gonna fuck all the time, got good cock, you might get out every now and then.
Yeah.
And then it's your main bitch that you love and care about too, that you spend your money.
But you peep the key word you said she knew her place. Some don't. Yes. And some get greedy like some get greedy and be like they get mad at the wife and once.
I'm like, no, I got a female. But
Now that's a good one. Since y'all know about the married life, now have y'all ever had a woman get jealous of y'all wife? Like, why you ain't leave that? Why you ain't leave that bitch for me?
Oh, yeah.
Why you still with her?
Yeah, that's how
it goes. Now, wait a minute. Now, that's just being greedy because don't she got a situation like you know, they're playing with? Now, she just greedy.
What are you talking about?
She just greedy.
What's her name?
Mo?
No,
not
Mo. Six Pro.
Not Mo.
Nah, the one that got the little mustache.
I'm gonna get you in this. I'm gonna get you in this. Listen, I'm doing this for my show, but I want ideas. Now I got the male perspective. Now I want you to kill their dreams. The topic is how to get over a broken heart, a relationship. Gerard said, just don't have sex with somebody else. I don't think it's that easy.
Because a lot of idiots say to get over someone, you got to get under another one, but that's not true.
And there's the debate.
That's the truth.
There's the debate.
No, see, no, no, that's a woman perspective, man. That's not a man perspective. They're gonna think different. We are created different by nature.
Now, if you want to get back at someone, definitely do what he just said. But to get over them, that takes time.
No. That's a woman. That's a whole. Her whole mind is completely different from mine. We know what we need to get over.
Hey,
okay, listen to me. Let me just tell you this. There are men's way of thinking, and then there's women's way of thinking. Hold on. Yeah. I'm not agreeing with him by no means. Yeah. There are little boys' way of thinking, and then there's a man's way of thinking.
So what way would a man do?
Yeah, I'm gonna hear.
Take time.
What?
Take time.
He would take time. So
take time to do what?
He would take time.
No, he definitely.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, what do you mean?
But he's going to take time before he gets himself into another relationship. Before he settles himself down.
We
talking
about a relationship. We saying to get over. The person. Right.
Yeah, but listen.
Right.
Let me ask you something.
See, we just saying to get over.
I want
to
nip that in the bud. Right. Okay. Can I call you kitty cat?
No, but you, bro, I asked it because we talk about so much macho shit. I just wanted to pick your brain.
This
Like, if you come on in, you leave?
No. The point I'm trying to make is, like, you have to be at that point where, as though, anything that comes with a female, you can handle. And it comes with experience and age. I'm going to tell you that. Now, I've been there so many times, man, with a female playing with my heart. So, I'm like, no, a female can't do nothing to my heart ever again. Mm. I'm not going to let her.
That's not true. You just ain't been loved the right way.
I've been loved the right way. I'm telling you. And guess what? I stepped out, left right there. Had another female the next week.
Keep it moving.
Doing my thing. I kept it moving. Guess what? I'm happy. I'm good. Yeah. I'm talking about then.
Okay.
I was doing that. But I'm at the point where, though, a female can't tamper my heart and say, I'm gone. And, like, I'm supposed to feel some type of way. Guess what? I'm going to be like, okay. See you later. Because you know why? My bank account good. I'm good.
Well, yeah, let me finish saying.
My bank account good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Mm-hmm. And my side chick ass is good. Yeah, I'm gone.
I was just thinking the same thing. While she telling me, look, I'm out of here, I'm gone, it's over. And I'm thinking, damn, shorty, fat as a motherfucker. When you leaving? Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm gonna take you, because I'm gonna have something.
And you know when you live with one, it's definitely a different, like, getting over them too, because it's not just like y'all were just dating, but when y'all live together, it's something totally different. And that's funny what he said. He said, when you leave,
that's why I say, Tim. Most dudes, I'm gonna tell you straight up, Mo, and this is the downfall for most dudes, Mo. Don't never have to depend on a female
to
survive. To make it. Mm-hmm. Always keep your money tight where it's though this brown gone, I'm gonna be good.
Hey, and here's the
I'm
funny.
Keep stacking my money.
And look, here's the funny.
And that's how a real woman is too.
Hey, Miss Grant.
Yeah.
Look, look, and here's the funny joke there, because remember we talked about, like, that depend on the woman, because you don't want to be that dude end up leaving with the black trash bag. Now we thought we talked about the
black. I ain't never coming back.
Hold on, hold on. This the kicker, Lamont. You've been there 15 years, and that's all you got is the little black.
Yeah, that's the man.
What you doing?
That just tell you right there who was taking care of who, and who just fed up.
Yeah, hey, but see, don't get them twisted. They smart, man. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. While you sitting up there, man, Willie Lump, she back. Mm-hmm. While you sleep, she back. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm going to stay on top of this fool, keep him in check. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to turn that idea around. Right. You feel me?
And a man up. Man up like
that. I read somewhere that every woman, and the only way you can majority of women, if they don't have a side dude, they got a worse husband.
The only way you can hold up real quick, Lamont. The only way you can do that, listen. A lion, when he hitting his lion in the jungle, he grabbed by the back of the neck and shake him, right? Just John Holmes. John Holmes, she ain't going nowhere, G. You got control right there.
Hey, Tim. Hey, look, you gonna pass. You gonna pass,
Tim.
Hey, you got to take point
out. I want to point out something very important to you.
John Holmes, you good.
I want to point out something very, very important to you.
Yeah.
Do not take advice from fools.
Do you, really
want to be a millionaire, you talk to a millionaire. You don't talk to a homeless man. Okay? You got idiot number one who is not in a real true relationship. And then you got idiot number two who's got a whole wife but still trying to sleep with every female in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Please don't take advice from fools.
Again, I like to nitpick with all of them because we talk about so much macho stuff all the time. So I wanted to pick their brains. Because they listen to the stuff that I've been doing on there, right? And I try to talk about everything, you know. That's my dream. That's what I want to do. So we talk about so much macho stuff on their loading dock that I just wanted to pick their brain just to see if they had like a little like kind of like sympathy softer side. But
they don't.
But I really believe they do. They just put it on. Yeah, they put it on.
Because they think that that's the man thing to do.
If they situations walk, Terrell, if they walk through that fucking door right now, I think we would see some sitting up straight. You know, I think we would see a different attitude. At least after Gerard anyway. I could see Lamont kind of.
I'm going to shut up before I get him in trouble. But I'm telling you, yes. He would punk, if his wife said something at the crooked of her mouth, yes. He would punk down in a heartbeat.
I strongly believe that's the vibe that he gives me.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Let him feel like he's a man and he's. All that, and I don't. In a real true relationship, neither one of you have to feel that way because you are both 50-50, 100%. You always have each other's side.
I don't know what kind just told y'all. Don't listen to it, young brothers.
about being
so
equal.
What kind just told y'all? About
being equal.
What's equal? What? What you mean?
Being 50-50
with your partner, with your spouse.
Oh, that's fine, but listen. At the end of the day, it's all about sex. If you got great sex and do it right, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Am I lying, big fella? You just show up. You do it.
No, it's not.
What you mean?
See,
no, it is not.
This how I go. Brother, because I know you
listen. Listen, this how I go. Sex, money, or even money, sex.
No,
It's them two orders.
No.
Trust and believe.
No.
If you ain't got good sex, she going to roll out on you anyway.
You're wrong.
If you ain't got no money.
With you?
No. For a second. For a minute.
You're so dumb.
Listen, and if your money ain't right, guess where she going? She out of there. So you got to get both
again,
of them.
Again, because you're messing with a bunch of little girls. You're messing with a real, true woman.
Listen to what I'm saying.
You are dumb.
Listen to what I'm saying. Sex and money. Whatever order, they the two number one things.
No, that's
then everything else falls in place.
No.
If you got
both
of them together, you'll have your relationships be great. I'm telling you.
If you have really good sex, you're going to have a bitch that just likes being lead. If you got money, you're going to have a bitch that likes to be kept.
Okay.
You have both, you have a bitch that likes being laid and kept.
And say you have none, then what kind of chick you got?
You got a bitch that truly loves you.
Oh!
she working with you. She working with you. And I appreciate that.
Hey, yo, do you hear that?
She gonna hold me down tight on my feet.
Hear that? And guess what she gonna regret at the end?
What?
When she's 60.
What?
I have never nutted fucking with this nigga.
That's not true. Because she a real MVP. She take care of that herself. She'll need no man.
Who wanna take care of that self? That's why it's called... That's why it's called together. You don't want to. Of course, you can.
And if
she's
a real woman, teach him what to do.
Okay, but listen. Some people just don't get it. Like basketball. It ain't you. You see what I'm saying? You got to practice to get it right. You see what I'm saying? And some people just don't get it, no matter how hard they practice, right or wrong. So, you know, sex is like anything else. It comes natural. You either can do it or you can't. You know what I mean? And you know it's about money and sex. Come on, Karen.
No, it's not.
Then what is it all sense about that? I'm curious. I need to know. You need to tell me because I'm lost. What else is it about?
There's emotion. There's there, time.
Of course, all that comes with that. Well, good sex emotion comes, you know.
No. 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 Because there's lust and then there's love.
Hold on, check this out. Let me say that. You ain't never had a chick ask for bullshit sex. Say, oh, I love you, baby. Ask for bullshit sex. But after you crushed her, you what you get. It's a big difference. You know what I mean? Say you dropped the ball one night. You know, everybody dropped the ball.
That was some greedy one. Hold on, hit me up.
Terrell, hit me up. Everybody dropped the ball sometimes. You don't show off every night. But say, you know what I mean? But say these one of these nights you showed off. You get a different reaction on the nights you show off than the nights you drop the ball, right or wrong.
Especially when you get the henny. Yeah.
Look, you drop the ball, right? That's what they saying. You finished? Oh, we're going to try this again. You know what I mean? If you showed off, they getting up, getting you graphic, wiping you with the washcloth.
Well, hopefully you know I should keep it on a good oil bag, David, because we together.
Listen, if you showed off, they taking the nice warm rag, wiping your nuts. And, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, but let you
wrong with you.
Hold up, but hold up.
Listen, women, let me
listen,
tell
listen,
you.
Listen, let you not show off. This is what they're gonna do to you when they come out the bed.
You know, hey, do the rag, my man.
I'm going in the kitchen. They're gonna throw you the rag, like, you know what I mean? It's the truth, though, right or wrong. It's the truth, right or wrong.
I ain't never brought a man a rag in my life, so I don't know.
And never show off, man. That's the only thing I can say.
That is so not true. But okay, I was intelligent enough to have a man that would bring me a rag and take care of me and cater to me. Did you not even think about that?
No.
Yes, because you know why? You're an idiot.
No. I'm not bringing a rag. I need the rag. Can you bring that rag over here real quick? While I'm stretching, you know what I mean? I'm like,
You know what I mean? Stupid. I remember what I said.
You don't remember what you're trying to say. I'm trying to tell you. Listen, they were just talking about this on the radio, Con. What's the dude? They just got divorced. I can't even think of the couple. But anyway, they were talking about him on 92Q. And Lisa Ray, what was her husband?
Oh yeah. She was with him for the money.
Yeah, she was with him for the money. She said the sex wasn't right. She was with him for the money. So her side dude was
breaking her off.
He was a plumber.
Yeah,
he was a pipeline. He was, you know what I mean? Yeah. So women want what they want. You know that women want what they want.
Her side dude was a plumber. Is
he
that was what a plumber.
Looking the pipe. I'm trying to tell you, he showed up. You know what I mean? And that's what women want. I'm sorry. Listen.
Shame on her.
Listen, God blessed us with that ability, G. Take advantage of it, use it, go to the gym, stretch it out, you know what I mean? Do it, get it together, G.
You hear this full talking. I know you hear this, right? Look, you're sitting quietly as can be, like, that, keep me out of it.
Because that helps you along in life, G. I'm trying to tell you. And then they'd be lined up, all in your DM. Tim, you free tonight, you know what I mean? Girl, I don't want to be with him, but that pipe knife. That, you know how chicks talk. You know what I mean? That's what they do, right or wrong. That's what women do, just like dudes. That's what they do, right or wrong.
Yeah. Those do, yeah.
You got a girlfriend that you might, close girlfriend, you might, you know, confidant, certain quiet shit. You might tell her, look, you know, yo, the beef in there. You wouldn't tell your homegirl that?
No, because I'm smart enough to know you don't tell another chick how good your man is because she's going to want your man.
That's true. But women do it. Women do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just what they do. Like,
all right, y'all need to find another female that works at EBS that you can pull up and ask questions to because I'm not a typical woman.
Okay. Right. I mean, the beginning question he had, right, everybody different, but the beginning question he had.
How you get over?
And to answer that question, you know, we done went into it, it's simple. And that's from both angles. For a woman to get another man and for a dude to get another woman. It's simple. That's the easiest way. That's the easiest way to get over. You know what I mean? Like let's say my wife cheated on me, right? Hold up. Let's say my wife cheated on me, right? And I wanted to get over it, right? Tim, you hear me? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to have a bunch of sex.
Shut up. You're so stupid.
But after you relieve yourself and then that woman leaves and then...
And you're there alone and you're sad.
You don't think she's ever going to cross your mind?
Check this out.
Every apartment, I done had apartment out of Randallstown. You don't know these areas, but I done had little side apartments, and every apartment I always had a nice little dummy that stayed there. You dig what I'm saying?
You live in Randallstown too?
Somebody in the area.
I live in Brentbrook Apartments, 21 Cinema Circle, Apartment B. Yeah.
I live in Deer Park Drive.
Yeah. Oh, right down from Milford. Okay. Right up there, and I never move over West Baltimore again, to tell you why. Because riding up Liberty Road, I thought I was on the low. The whole time the feds were following me every night. Because it's a quiet, long road.
Mm-hmm.
And you pass Rolling Road, you pass the Old Court, and then you get to Brentbrook. Remember where the old Walmart used to be up there?
Mm-hmm.
Right down that long road. They had my every move, so I'd never do it again. But yeah. So, but long story short, just get another girl, my nigga. Yeah. Always work. Sex always work. Remember that. Sex, just kill him with sex.
I hear you.
Sex, sex, sex. Oh, you, like a monster.
Hey, look. Right. What?